This is the K-Town Report.
From the AM 1050 WLIP Newsroom, I'm Tim Vandertuk. Wisconsin residents ages 16 and older will be eligible for the coronavirus vaccine starting this week. Governor Tony Evers made the announcement last week, expanding the state's vaccine rollout to all adults about a month earlier than planned. Nearly 1 in 5 Wisconsin residents are fully vaccinated. For residents 65 and older, more than 62% are fully vaccinated. Nearly 1 in 3 residents have gotten at least their first dose. Pleasant Prairie police arresting two people early Saturday following a vehicle pursuit that reached almost 100 miles an hour. According to police, the pair attempted to evade officers before their vehicle went into a ditch near Anderson Park around 1:40 in the morning. Officers took a 38-year-old Zion van into custody. Police recommended a charge of operating while intoxicated and felony fleeing and eluding. A 27-year-old Waukegan man who was a passenger in the car was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant. An Amber Alert for two missing Milwaukee children canceled late Sunday. Police did not say where 2-year-old Winter Harbor and 1-year-old Safari Harbor were found. Police say the father of the children, 36-year-old Daryl Harbor, shot the children's mother and left in the victim's vehicle with his two children at approximately 11:30 a.m. Sunday. He has a firearm and remained at large as of Sunday night. According to police, the mother was taken to a local hospital, treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Road construction on Sheridan Road between 91st and 85th Street slated to begin today. The work consists of concrete pavement replacement, joint crack repair, storm sewer installation, traffic signal upgrades, and signing, as well as pavement marking. During construction, Sheridan Road will remain open with one lane of traffic in each direction. The work is scheduled for completion by this fall. A Waukegan man on his way to prison for the murder of a teen several years ago. Willie Jackson found guilty of first-degree murder in the 2016 shooting death of 17-year-old Deviante Jackson. The suspect and victim have no relation, despite the same last name. Willie Jackson had attempted to argue self-defense at trial, but did so unsuccessfully. The 22-year-old will have to serve the entirety of his 36 years behind bars. A Lake Villa woman is facing charges after reportedly getting a bit too rough with her arresting officer. Lake County Sheriff's officials say they were called Friday night to a domestic issue in progress. When they arrived, they attempted to take Kayla Wood into custody on charges of domestic battery and resisting arrest. The 24-year-old was taken to the hospital for an observation, but then reportedly charged a sheriff's deputy, slapped said deputy, and bit enough to break the skin of the deputy's arm. Wood now faces 3 counts of resisting arrest and aggravated battery to a peace officer. Bond has yet to be set. Wisconsin's second most populated county announced that starting Wednesday will no longer require people at outdoor gatherings to wear masks or keep crowds to a certain size. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that the stipulation says people at outdoor gatherings are required to stay 6 feet apart. The order came as Wisconsin's average daily cases have been on the rise, increasing by 24% over the last 2 weeks. But health officials reported Saturday over 3 million shots have been administered, about 20% of the total population. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers will be the guest host of Jeopardy for the next 2 weeks. Rodgers, one of several celebrities hosting the game show, former show champion Ken Jennings, executive producer Mike Richards, and TV personality Katie Couric have wrapped up their 2-week residencies. Dr. Oz hosted last week, CNN anchor Anderson Cooper, actress Mia Bialik, and Today host Savannah Guthrie will host future shows. WLIP Sports brought to you by Anastos Motors Kenosha. Miguel Sano and Mitch Garver homered as the Twins roughed up the Brewers 8-2. Max Kepler and Sano each drove in 3 runs, and Michael Pineda limited Milwaukee to just 1 earned run in 5 innings. Zach Davies, meanwhile, pitched into the 6th in his Cubs debut, a 4-3 victory over the Pirates. Ian Happ homered Chris Bryant, reached base 3 times. The Cubs will host the Brewers at Wrigley in the first of a 3-game set. Brett Anderson goes for the Brewers against Trevor Williams, first pitch at 6:40. Shohei Ohtani hitting a 451-foot home run, pitched 2-hit ball in the Angels' 7-4 victory over the Chicago White Sox. The Sox in Seattle tonight. Brewers assistant athletic trainer Dave Yeager spent the night in the hospital after he appeared to collapse on the field Saturday. It happened at the bottom of the 9th inning when he was treating home plate umpire C.B. Buckner, who was hit in the throat area by a foul ball. Brewers manager Craig Counsell said Yeager had been feeling extremely dehydrated after the game. NBA Zach LaVine scoring 25 points. The Bulls beat Brooklyn 115-107 to snap a 6-game losing streak. The Bulls play at Indiana Tuesday. The Bucks play Golden State Tuesday. NHL, the Nashville Predators blank the Hawks 3-0. The Hawks host Dallas Tuesday. NCAA tournament that will conclude tonight as Baylor takes on Gonzaga for the national championship. More news every hour on the hour at any time at the K-Town Report web edition at WLIP.com.